John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We move from the Horn of Africa to Delhi, the scene of the recent G20. And of significance, Xi Jinping did not attend. Vladimir Putin did not attend. The loud speaking was done by Narendra Modi, the prime minister, who was the host, and all smiles, and also by Lula da Silva, the new old president of Brazil. However, Gregory, is it significant that Xi did not show up? Does that make a difference to Joe Biden, Narendra Modi, Lula da Silva, or do they carry on with the G20 regardless of the number two economy?
The interesting thing was that by President Xi and President Putin not turning up at the G20, they deprived the U.S. of any kind of opportunity to show that that the U.S. was prevailing. So what was interesting about the outcome was that Russia and the People's Republic of China basically triumphed at the G20, even without Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin attending, because they achieved a unanimous statement at the end of the G20 meeting by all the participants, which failed to even mention or condemn the Russia-Ukraine war. And that had been a major U.S. and British objective. The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, had gone to New Delhi with the hope of persuading Prime Minister Narendra Modi of India to abandon his neutrality on the Russia-Ukraine war and come down on the side of Ukraine. And that clearly was not going to happen. And that was, frankly, a very naive thing for Rishi Sunak to have attempted. The result is that the Russians were very happy with the outcome. So were the People's Republic of China. And to a degree, Washington was also happy because at least with a unanimously agreed statement at the end of the G20 conference, India was seen to have a victory. And Washington is keen to portray India's success at the G20 summit as a creature caused by U.S. cooperation to bring about that unanimous statement. Whether the Indians see it that way is another matter. But it was certainly a triumph for Prime Minister Narendra Modi as he comes up to his elections next year.
The president stopped in Vietnam on his way home. We have about a minute. Was that significant for the building coalition around China?
It was, in a way, because it reinforced the fact that Vietnam is allied to the anti-People's Republic of China bloc. And they needed some bolstering there. They've been building their armed forces. They have been preparing for a possible conflict on their border with the People's Republic of China and in the South China Sea with the People's Liberation Army Navy. So, yes, it showed some degree of solidarity. The reality is that that Washington is increasingly unable to show that it is a strong, robust and reliable ally, even to Vietnam. Vietnam has been acquiring weaponry, particularly supersonic anti-ship missiles from India. It's been acquiring submarines and combat aircraft from Russia. And all of this, by the way, shows how much Russia is building up into South Asia and Southeast Asia against the People's Republic of China.
We need to go to Beijing. Gregory Copley, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,